Dr. Merman's with us. How you doing, Dr. Merman?
Hey, great. Hi, Tom. That's the ticket. And everybody out there?
Everybody here, Life Medical, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Dr. Merman, I got to start out with, I get people, I got to do this right. I got to figure out how to do this right. Because I get people all the time walking up because they hear me how well I sleep and all that stuff asking me, how do people just get a hold of you or Life Medical Clinic to make an appointment about getting better sleep?
Just go to lifemedical.us and you can email me right from there from the homepage. Our phone number is there. It's all very clear. And if anybody has any questions, they can easily ask. It doesn't cost them anything. I always reply to my emails.
All right.
So lifemedical.us, very simple.
And okay, but
they're interested in medical cannabis, then they just click on medical marijuana button, and then all the information is there. So there's that. Anybody has any questions for me?
Yeah, well, one thing I do want to mention, I'm looking at that page right now, and it says medical marijuana, PTSD treatment, anxiety, depression, having to work with Candace. I see that's listed right on there.
What?
Right. See, medical marijuana.
Yeah, I got all my patients' names are there, right?
Yeah, all your patients. I see my name right there in the second row. So what is the latest go in the business? Seriously, I cannot tell you how many people. Jerry, a friend of mine, came to see you a while back. I just ran into him last week. He said, I cannot thank you enough for bringing up Dr. Merman and Life Medical. He said, I am sleeping the best I have slept my entire adult life.
It's true. Yeah, and people come and say they heard you talk about it, and then they come. This one guy a few days ago, his name is James. No last name. He says, mm-hmm. I keep listening to Tom for 30 years. He's comical. He makes my life easy.
Well, so there you go. Well, it's very nice of you to say that. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
So I
was just going to say, I'm really frustrated lately about a few things, but can I talk about some?
Absolutely. Whatever you want, doctor. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I've been certifying patients for cannabis for 5 years now. Certified about 3,000 people. I see them all in follow-ups. I know what cannabis can do. And actually, I've been posting the results. That's so interesting. So we actually made a page on our site, and we're posting results on it last couple months. So if people go to lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, and right above my picture, there's a link to that page. It's just people reports in their own words, no names, of course. And just over the years, I've realized that just how much wider use can be in cannabis rather than just the conditions allowed by Minnesota law.
Right.
And that's the frustrating part, you know. We're adding new conditions regularly, but the law moves so slow, it's very frustrating. Like, I see people sleeping a lot better on cannabis all the time. It's the first thing that they mention, whatever the conditions. They come back for follow-up, they say, I sleep better. Maybe this was chronic pain or PTSD or bowel disease or whatever. And that's the first thing that happens. Like, even some people become, like, nice guys like you did, from sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not allowed to certify for insomnia, so that's a frustrating thing. I'm saying this right now on radio, but I'm wondering if, I'll be in trouble for promoting cannabis for insomnia. And I'm really not. It's not legal in the law, you know?
Right.
But you better believe it that it works for it. And I see it many times a day. And we try to add it as a qualifying condition a number of times. And it's getting rejected all the time. And I don't know why. I can't figure out. And people come and ask me for, to get cannabis for insomnia. They can't sleep. And, I have to tell them, this is not a qualifying condition. Do you have any qualifying conditions like chronic pain or PTSD or bowel disease or autism or whatever? If they do, yes, we can certify them, and then their sleep improves, of course. Just about everybody.
No, I don't think there's any question. For the last couple of years, I cannot tell you how well I've slept. My one problem I had last night and the night before is, when I woke up, my brain told me it was 4 o'clock, and of course, because of daylight savings going away, it was only 3 in the morning, but my brain told me I had to wake up. So I have to adjust to that for a few days. But I am getting the best sleep of my life, and it's because I don't have that constant worry every night. I just go to sleep.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll talk about that, actually, because then your sleep issue possibly is due to anxiety. And
yes,
that is actually becoming legal, hopefully, in August. And I'll touch on that in a minute. So that's the news. But I feel like a doctor should have like an open mind and figure out what he feels the patient, can use it for, as long as it's safe, and then try it, even if maybe the studies are not available. And that's a very unpopular position in medicine. We're supposed to use whatever is the standard of care. That's like a phrase. Or produce some huge study that to show that something works. But then the studies are so expensive, nobody's going to run them. Or if you can't get the substance because it's classified as some horrible drug like cannabis, then again, studies are not going to be there. That's the thing. And the standard of care things are not that great. Like for pain, for example, what's the standard of care? First line is ibuprofen. Now,
right,
that's one of the more dangerous drugs out there. It kills so many people. It causes bleeding ulcers, heart disease, like heart attacks, kidney failure, etc. Not a safe drug, but we're supposed to use it. And we know cannabis is way better for pain and way safer. But I'll tell you what I've seen. There are some interesting things I've seen in the last month. I had these two cases of women with headaches. If cannabis helps in both, and so they came for a recertification. And they've been on it for like a year or two. Takes care of the headaches, and they both sleep better as well. That's not a surprise. And then one of them tells me, my pituitary tumor is gone. And pituitary is this gland inside your head. It's under the brain. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, it was there on one MRI scan and gone from the neck. I'm like, okay, that's great. Weird things happen. And then 2 weeks later, somebody else tells me, yeah, by the way, my pituitary tumor is gone. And my Mayo Clinic endocrinologist is asking me what I did, and I didn't do anything except for cannabis. So I say, wait, haven't we talked about it a couple of weeks ago? I thought my memory is playing tricks on me, like, or it was deja vu or something, you know? And she goes, no. So that was another case, just like the first one, two women with headaches, pituitary tumors, totally gone on cannabis. Wow. So I didn't believe it, kind of. So I went online and read up about it, and apparently tumors sometimes go away on cannabis. So I'm not promoting using cannabis to get rid of tumors. That would be illegal, but it would be nice for me to be able to say,
mm-hmm,
yeah, well, we can try it. It's safe, you know? So that's the frustration part. I mean, if something's dangerous and you have to deal with it right away, yes, you have to deal with it and do whatever method that's recommended. But if you can wait, you can try something safe and see if it works, even if you're not sure if it would. Now, I've seen some other interesting things. People come for, like, obstructive sleep apnea on cannabis. They start sleeping better, of course. Then they lose weight. Now, it's not in everybody, but I've had people lose quite a bit of weight. Like, one guy lost 70 pounds in a year. Last week, one guy told me he lost 50 pounds in 4 months just after certification. He says, I sleep way better. I'm not depressed anymore, so I don't eat as much because I eat when I'm depressed.
Right.
And and by the way, and his diabetes now is also gone because of the weight loss. Okay, so you treat one thing and there's a whole cascade that happens. Yeah, of course, PTSD, the pain, that we're used to it already. So that cannabis helps a lot in those conditions. One guy told me this, listen to this, PTSD. He says, when the panic attacks is coming on now, I'm able to think clearly, determine if this is a real threat or not, and take appropriate action and not go crazy. Now, that's because of cannabis. And he says, think clearly. Now, what do we think of cannabis? We think it's going to make you high. You're not going to be able to think. Well,
mm-hmm,
this is just the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. And kids, autistic kids, like you should see it. They start sleeping better. They think better. They do way better in school. Their grades go up. It's amazing. This mom of a five-year-old just told me the kid sleeps through the night now. Never happened before. She would be sleeping like an hour. So she's talking better now. And not just talking, but talking with you. You know, just communicating. Very different for her. Answering questions, even discussing some things. So amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. But we really, well, it's expensive. Like one guy told me it changed my life. He stopped Prozac for anxiety and depression. He's sleeping way better. But he's spending like $80 a month for, you know, to use it because it's not covered by insurance. Of course, Prozac was covered. And actually, $80 is kind of low because I'm seeing a lot of people spending more than that. What we can do here is allow unprocessed flour. The growers are telling me that if the flour is allowed without processing into these pills or vapes or whatever, then the price would go down threefold. But
really?
Legislature is holding it up. So I'm telling everybody, call the legislature, tell them that they should allow flour. Okay, so whenever people tell me it's too expensive, I just tell them, go call Senator Gazelka and ask him to allow flour. He's apparently the one that's blocking it. I'm not sure myself. That's what I'm told.
Well, is he on a bar or something? Thank you very much. I said, does he own a bar or something? Wants people to shweel instead of taking cannabis to sleep?
I'm not sure. It could be. I think it might be a religious thing, but I don't know what it has to do with religion. Really, it's medication.
So, yeah, right.
You know, some people drink themselves to sleep with alcohol, but that's so much worse than cannabis.
God, yeah.
So the one piece of good news I mentioned. Anxiety was just approved by the review board. So hopefully it will be approved by the health commissioner and become effective in August. Okay, so that'll help a lot of people because obviously it's present in many conditions. And I wish, I'm on the review board, right? So I go on the board, you know, when there's a meeting and we approve certain things or not approve them. But we're not allowed to choose what to approve. I wish they would allow us to choose what to actually look at. Then sleep would be approved way long time ago. But that's how the system works. I'm not sure who decides what gets on the board meeting. I'm asking people to do this because it's still not approved by the commissioner. People need to be sending letters to the commissioner and petitions and all that, and you can do it from that same page. So lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana button, and there's a link to supporting petition on that page to send a petition to the commissioner to ask him to approve anxiety. And there's a couple other conditions that are coming on also hopefully in August, like tics and a painful condition. Of course, the cannabis results are on that page, so take a look. This is interesting reading, at least for me. There's one other interesting thing, and this is kind of a little bit far out. There's a couple of studies in mice, not people yet, showing that cannabis actually may help in COVID, if you can believe it.
Oh, really?
It's like a wonder drug. It's for everything.
It is.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. It is. It's a situation where, I want to jump ahead, if you don't mind. How do they think it will help with COVID?
Okay, so the mice, they are special mice that developed this lung disease that is very similar to people who have COVID in the later stages. It's called ARDS, Adult Respiratory Distress Syndrome. And it's an inflammatory condition where your own immune system goes against your lungs. Cannabis actually isn't anti-inflammatory. I've seen it so many times.
Right, yep.
Conditions like Crohn's disease, that's inflammatory. Rheumatoid arthritis. I've seen people get off steroids because inflammation is suppressed by cannabis. You know, asthma improves. I've seen it a few times. Of course, I'm not saying we should use it for asthma because it's not legal. But, you know, as a secondary condition, it might get better. So it makes sense that it might work in this lung condition in COVID, you know, and I think it, people should be able to try it. But, again, frustration, we can't suggest it because it's not legal.
Yep, that makes total sense. Lifemedical.us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Merman, always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Send me questions. I always reply, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I have many, many people asking me, so I'll just have them go to lifemedical.us, lay out that I told them to call, and you'll take care of them. That'll be wonderful.
Well, they will make them better. Thank you, Tom and everybody. All the best, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks, Dr. Merman.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving coming up in a few weeks, no question about it. No, seriously, do you think it's still because of the liquor industry that cannabis is not just getting a clear sale? You think the liquor industry is worried about people being on cannabis rather than drinking booze to relax?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's
probably
part of it.
It's just so ingrained into our American psyche. I mean, for centuries, really, that booze is cool. You know, yeah, there's a few bad side effects, but I think also in the medical industry a little bit still yet. I talked to someone recently who's been in medicine for more than 20 years, and she was sort of, oh, I don't know about this medical. I think it's everybody wants it to be the cure-all, end-all, and she's a bit skeptical. And,
right.
And I would point out an article here and there, and I think they're struggling with it a little bit too because they have decades and centuries of, you know, of you know, the same kind of thing that we all have. It's bad, you know. It's the devil's weed, you know. What do I think of? Reefer madness.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's been a couple of years, been a few years from me now. It's great. I would do it. Lifemedical.us will take care of you.